I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Outdoor News staff writer Glenn Schmidt says walleyes want a structure, especially in the winter months. Are some structural elements better than others? I'll tell you what Glenn says, but first.
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
Glenn Schmidt is an avid walleye angler. He loves to get out on the ice in the wintertime. He says that walleyes want structure, especially when you're dealing with ice fishing conditions. He said one of his favorite structural elements in the winter months is those sharp edges, those quick drop-offs. He says you want to fish the top edge of those sharp drops during the low light period. He says that's when it is better. Those walleyes tend to move up to the top. They're looking for a morsel to eat. He says when it's sunny and there's a lot of light penetration, then you'll want to move down to that deeper edge. I've noticed this when perch fishing. When I get out there early in the morning and there's not a lot of light, those perch are up on top of the structure. As the light penetrates, they move down into the deeper water. Walleyes make that same movement. Shallow when it's bright, deep when it's dark. So if you want to catch walleyes this winter, then you want to make sure that you stay on the structure. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.